Good morning, Gavin and Irene here on Chester's D106.3. It is Thursday, the 11th of June, and we have a fabulous prize up for grabs. Do you want to go in the draw?
Yes, the draw takes place tomorrow morning, about 8.20 we'll do the draw, 8.20, 8.25 tomorrow morning, for this awesome prize from Salon V in Tatton Hall. Why you laugh at me? Why you laugh at me?
Part of the prize is to spend the day with me, which I don't think many people want to do that, to be honest. But hey, you know what I mean?
Of course, everybody, that's the best bit of the prize.
When you go to a hairdresser's, surely, what is the best thing to do other than talk? And you can sit there and talk to me all day, if you must, if you really want to. I will chew your ear off, you can chew mine off, we could talk about holidays and everything. That's not the prize, though. Certainly isn't the prize. You see, what
That's a side issue, that is. Spending the day with Irene.
That's a booby prize. That's like when you open it and they say, today you've won £1 million or a tea bag. I went there, tea bag. Well, you get to come to Salon V in Tatton Hall. You're going to get a complete restyle, get your hair done, yeah, haircut, coloured, the whole malarkey. Not only that, you'll have your makeup done. This is next Friday. But, as well as that, you're going to get £500 worth of treatment to spend at Salon V in Tatton Hall for the rest of the year.
So there you go. You can literally pamper yourself every month for a year and it won't cost you a penny.
How amazing is
that?
How
fantastic is that? Now, if you'd like to get in the draw for this prize tomorrow morning, then you need to call us and get the answer to this question correct. Which of these is a natural occurring hair growth pattern? Okay. Which of these is a natural occurring hair growth pattern? Mm. Is it A, a cowslick, B, a cattle prod, or C, a bull's eye?
See, they're all debatable. Some people's hair does look like that. I mean,
the bull's eye is a little bit familiar.
Yeah.
Which one? Which one is the natural occurring hair growth pattern? Do you know? Cowslick, cattle prod, or bull's eye? Give us a call now.
391063.
This is Chester's D106.3. So, which of these is a natural occurring hair growth pattern? Is it a cowslick, a cattle prod, or a bull's eye? Let's take a call, Irene.
Let's go for line number four.
Okay. Line number four. Good morning,
D106.3. Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this calling?
It's Ange Fairweather in Saltney.
Hello, Ange Fairweather in Saltney. Do you think you could handle a whole day with me? Do you have to think about that? Did you hear that?
Yes, there was some definite thinking going on.
It's all a baby talk, but I'm good at that.
Baby talk.
Baby talk. Yeah, you could both talk about babies and things, I suppose.
You've got babies.
You? Yeah, my little one's just said, Mum, I want you to have a baby.
Oh.
A boy, so.
She can have mine. I'm having a boy.
It's not going to happen. We'll have to look after yours for you.
That's great. No worries. That's fine. We'll swap phone numbers later.
Okay.
Right, okay. Let's get this question right, then.
Right, okay. Here's the question. Which of these is a natural occurring hair growth pattern? Is it a cowslick, a cattle prod, or a bull's eye?
It's a cowslick.
What's the answer, Irene?
No idea.
I haven't got it written down here.
It is a cowslip.
What's a cowslip?
No, a cowslip's a flower, isn't it?
Oh, cowslick, it says.
Cowslick, yeah.
Right, who's confusing who here?
It's a cowslick.
What is a cowslick?
A cowslick is where you kind of swipe it over. You know, if you like going, isn't it?
Oh.
Ange?
Yeah, isn't it something that, like, kinks over and it grows naturally like that all the time?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's like where you could lick your hand and go and swipe it over like
right,
that.
Hang on. Is it a cow's lick or a cow slick?
I thought it was a cow's lick.
It's a cow's lick.
A cow, because it's written down all in one word here.
Oh.
So it's a cow's lick, not a cow slick.
Yeah, it's cow's just one word. Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yeah, because cows have really big tongues, so when they lick their
right.
hair...
Should that not be apostrophe S, then?
No idea. Listen, she's right. Well done, Ange.
Hang on, I'm going to play me your right noise. Where is it then? Yes! You're in the draw tomorrow.
Thank you.
For that fantastic prize at Salon V in Tatton Hall. All right, Ange? She's beginning to wish she hadn't rung now after that conversation.
Oh, gosh.
One more chance to get in the draw. It occurs 8:15 tomorrow morning on Chester's D106.3.